Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and we are here at the First Church Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast line, our broadcast with the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, and he's asked us to fill in today. Hallelujah, just stand by, and we're here to uphold his hands today, and we are praying for him. All of our friends and family from all around the world, we just want all of you to join in right now and let us Shabbat the Lord and christen this line with praises all over the world. Let's lift our voice and begin to thank the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
God, we thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah, thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. There is nothing on the line this morning, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We'll praise our
Lord.
Hallelujah. Through us on this line this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Come on, everybody, let's just give the Lord a praise clap right now. What he's doing. Oh, my God, there's praise on this line. There's power on this line. I'm telling you, God is doing some incredible things. And we shabak the Lord this morning. We're going to come back in a few moments, and we're going to let each of you, amen, lift up our chief. In prayer today, glory be to God, as well as his wife and family and ministry. We're going to dedicate this day, amen, to our leader, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God, as well as receive each and every one of you with your prayer requests and praise reports. So it's a wonderful day, and it's only, I believe, what, 9 days? No, I'm sorry. It's only a week to Christmas. So what a wonderful day it is, and we do thank God for what he's doing. I'm just going to take a moment right now before we go any further and give you that station ID. As you know, we are broadcasting here live in the studio, Blog Talk Radio, npa.com, and we are being heard literally all over the world. We are being heard in countries, Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, China, France, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Lebanon, Morocco, Algeria, Turkey, Syria, Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, you name it. Just simply all over the world, more than 90 million listeners. And to God be the glory. And we thank God for what he's doing and for how the Lord is also using our chief ambassador to get this message out around the world, even on the Blog Talk Radio. And we give God the praise. I'm telling you, and the world is catching on. The billion praise, you can hear it in the supermarkets, in the library, in churches, in business corporations. They are saying it, and they are saying it, and it's catching on. And we give God the praise, and we thank God for the excellent job that our chief ambassador is doing. Whenever you get a moment, you want to encourage him to show how much you appreciate the excellent job that he's doing, as well as his family. And we thank God for them. Oh, my. And again, we send shout out to our Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, to Ambassador Lady Betty, our First Lady of this line. Amen. We thank God for her. Thank God for Mother Evelyn Johnson, Mother to the Nations. We appreciate her. Thank you, Jesus, all of our ambassadors, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, Ambassador-elect Stiff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to all of the other ambassadors that are coming on board. We do honor all of our bishops. Ambassador Bishop Hagen, and Ambassador-elect Bishop Bolden. Hallelujah to everyone, to all of our families from all around the world, each and every one of you. And just know if we miss and called your name, it's not by our intentions, because we do respect and we honor each of you in your respective places. And may God forever bless you. And welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference broadcast. And we refer to it as broadcast now because we are broadcasting around the world. And we give God the praise for the more than 90 million listeners around the world. Thank God for Sister Jackie over in Jordan. And we thank God, amen, for Sister Rena, amen, over in the Virgin House. And, I know I probably got to already specify some of you. But just know we thank God for the entire family that's listening around the world. May God give her blessings. And now at this time, hallelujah, somebody say glory.
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 Glory. Somebody,
glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my. Now, right before we go any further, I'm going to ask our General Mother, Mother to the Nation, if she'd be so kind to just come, amen, and do our opening prayer at this time. Mother Adley Johnson, are you with us?
God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Lord, here we are. Before you this morning, oh my God, this morning, this is another new day, but a day that we've never seen before, and we're just so thankful that you looked on us and, Lord, chosen us for the first prayer this morning. I honor you, Lord, this morning, Lord. I honor you. I honor you from the depths of my heart. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for blessing me and waking me up on time this morning for the prayer. Oh, God of heaven, here we are. Please bless the day we pray. Bless everyone, Lord, on the line and those that are not on the line. Bless your people here, there, and everywhere, we pray. Bind the enemy and cast him out in the name of Jesus. We know you're real and know you got the power in your hand. We can't afford to doubt you because you've done too much for us. You brought us through too many old trials and snares, and thank God. We know it was you that brought us through. No one could do what you've done for us. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless everyone. Bless our leader, Dr. Johnson, and his lovely wife, and all of the families. We ask you to bless every family in the name of Jesus. You know the needs of your people. We don't have to itemize all these things to you because you know our needs. You know, oh God, what we need. And we ask you to reach out and touch and supply the needs of your people. Bind up the broken hearts, heal the wounded soul. Let the oppressed go free. Make ways out of no way, Lord. Where those need jobs, Lord, we ask you to supply jobs. Oh, God, finance, bring the finance in. Bind the devil and move him out the way. Cast him out in the name of Jesus. Send him back where he belongs, we pray. Lord, lift us up where we belong. In the name of Jesus, anoint us for your service. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, bless our leader. Bless him, Lord. Anoint him more for your service. Encourage his heart. Bind the enemy that come to discourage him. Lift the heavy load, Lord. The burdens, Lord, lift the burdens above him. We pray. Now, Lord, I know you can and I know you will. And God, bless Sister Betty. Lord, bless her. Touch her body and heal. Give her strength, Lord. Encourage her heart. My God, I know you can. Yeah, Lord. Encourage your heart. Rebuke the enemy and cast the devil out in Jesus' name. That comes, oh God, to discourage you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, go with us and stand by us. Lead us and guide us and protect us. Keep us from all harm and danger in Jesus' name. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you. Bless you, bless you.
Amen, amen. Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson, mother to the nations. Oh, we give God praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we give God praise. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful prayer. My. Now we are off to a really good start today. Hallelujah. Having the lines already Christian and the prayers already going forth. And at this time, we are just going to open up with a very special our clinic, as you call it, Wisdom Clinic, Wisdom Seminar. But we're going to do it just a little different. So we're going to, in this Wisdom Seminar, we're going to allow everybody to, it's going to be like a prayer seminar in this Wisdom Seminar. We're just going to ask everybody that just come forth and do your best prayer, amen, for our Chief Ambassador and for his family today. Amen. Just get the mic and begin to pray for them. When one finished, remember the 2 minutes limitation. When one is finished, then the other one come forth and offer that prayer, and then the next. All right, who'd like to be the first?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you, and we praise you today for all of the good and perfect gifts, because we know they come from you. We thank you for life. Thank you for life today. We thank you for everyone that are present on the prayer line. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless our Chief Ambassador, his family, mother, and all of our people around the nation. Lord, we invite you in to take a part of the prayer line to be sure that all of us are on one accord. We thank you right now for every... Oh, Lord, every officer, every person has been appointed to do something on this prayer line. We love you, Jesus, and we magnify you, and we glorify you today. In Jesus' name, we ask these blessings. Amen and amen.
Bless you, bless you.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and his wife, Lady Betty, and his mom. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for having such great leaders. Lord, we ask you to put your arms of protection around them. Cover them with your blood. Lord, you said we see the blood, you'll pass over. Lord, we believe your very word. Lord, you're not short concerning your word. And, Lord, we just thank you. Lord, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us from them all. And, Lord, we're depending on you to take care of them, to heal them. Oh, God, these blessings we ask in your name. Amen.
Thank you.
Father God.
Go ahead. Yes, go right ahead. Go right ahead. Was that Sister Castile? I heard somebody sounding like her.
Yeah, that was me. Yes.
All right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do bless and honor you today, O God. We lift you up and we magnify you, O God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you would wash us and cleanse us of every iniquity that has not been expressed to you, O God. We ask that you cleanse us and wash us, O God. We thank you, God, that we can be forgiven instantly, O God. We thank you, God, that we have a pathway and a righteousness before us today, O God, that you have planned for us, O God. We ask that you bless everyone on the prayer line and their endeavors today, O God, to the glory of God. We thank you for our sight, our hearing, our sensitivity in all of our in our bodies, O God, today. We know that you are healing and delivering in every home in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for our leader today. We ask you to bless him in his body and in his mind and in his spirit, O God. Lift him up, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bless his wife, his companion, O God, that stands by him, O God, that lifts him up, O God, every day with encouragement, O God. O God, bless his family, O God. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone on the prayer line today, O God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We honor you today, O God. We love you above anything in our lives, O God. We give you first fruits today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We thank you, O God, for this first group prayer line. We thank you for our great leader, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, his wife, Ambassador Betty Johnson, and the entire prayer line. Lord, we ask that you would just bless Dr. Johnson and continue to take him at a higher, higher level and just blessing and praising your name. We thank you for the prayer line that he's got going, keeping us, O God. Plus, many prayers are being answered on here. I just praise you for him, O God. I thank you for giving him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And may I ask your Lord to continue to bless him. Bless him bountifully. Bless him, O God, with your anointing as never before. Bless him, O God, in a mighty, mighty way. Bless him and his whole family, his church family. I pray all these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning, giving you all the thanks and the honor and the praise. Lord, we thank you for the first fruit of our life. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Johnson and his family, Lord. Touch, 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 deliver, 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 and set free right now in the name of Jesus. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. No weapon from against you shall come. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Against you shall prosper in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus come against you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. President Dr. Johnson, God, take all the impurities out of his body right now in the name of Jesus. Touch us, touch, deliver, 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 and set free right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, come against you right now. In the name of Jesus, we forever give you the praise. Amen, 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 amen.
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 Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, thanking you, Lord Jesus. Thanking you for last night laying down and our early rising this morning. Thanking you, Father, that you were able to take care of the leader of man. We thank you for just being good to him down through the years, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we get weak, but I know you are strong, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to take care of his companion and walk by his side every day. And, Lord, I just ask you to take care of those that be able to take places whenever he needs for them to take the place. And, Lord, I just thank you. I praise you because without you, we can't do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who give us strength. Lord, you said the one that walketh in the righteousness shall be filled. And now, Lord, he done the best that he can, and you know his best. And, Lord, I just ask you to keep it strong, Lord Jesus. Keep him strong in you, Lord Jesus. All this up. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise you because God. Lord, I just ask you to take in the prayer line, each and every one that's on here. And thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to be obedient to the one that has rule over us. So Lord, just take care of us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for Dr. Johnson. Thank you for Grace Lady. Thank you for his mother. Thank you for everyone on the prayer line. Because without you, Lord Jesus, we can't do nothing. And I just ask you to take care of all throughout this day. Guide us in a way you would have us to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you all for participating in this prayer for our leader. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. I understand some of you may be on mute or may hear music. Or however, I want you to know that the doing of the equipment, but if you are muted or you hear music, remember to always dial out and dial back in. If you're muted, press *6 and unmute yourself. But if you hear music or some of the other and can't get back in, you always want to dial out and redial back in. All right? God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for lending those prayers, your best prayers toward our leader. And may God ever bless you. And, oh, my God, we'll come back a little bit before we close and allow some others because I didn't hear your voice. I don't know, but I know you're there. And we allow you to participate in that prayer as well because we know that God has a blessing for our leader as well for each and every one of you who are here today. Now, before we get right into the praise report, I just want to, there's a scripture that deals with giving, and I believe it has a reference to it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And as you know, our leader, as well as his family, has been giving all year long. They have been really pouring into being a blessing to each and every one of us. So this is a very special season, a time of giving. And we certainly want to remember them during this time of giving. And all of you that are listening on the blog, I know you probably will have to do a station ID in a few minutes, and then you will resume back a little later. But I want to just inject this to all that are listening from the blog, Talk Radio, our family from around the world. Remember our chief ambassador at this time. And many of you are givers, and some of you are, you know, the Lord has blessed you tremendously. You a little more than others, and it's a blessing. But I'm going to appeal to each and every one of us as well. Let us be a blessing to them. For those that can do more, simply do more. For those of you who are investors and looking for something good to invest in, this is a very good project to invest in. I'll tell you, because when you invest in this, you not only will receive glory be to God returns now, but think about it for generations to come. Glory be to God. So I want to encourage each and every one of you, glory be to God, to let the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, speak to your heart and to give your best gift. And you can sow it. Even today, you can sow it. Simply you can make it out to our leader, our ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 2653, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. I believe that's right. If not, I know there's some folk on here that can help me out, but I'm trying to remember it from heart. Glory be to God. But if there's something to need to be corrected, I know somebody will just jump in and do the correction. But that is, you can make that check out, money order out, or however, and that's to Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson with the B-E-R-N-A-R-D, Johnson, P.O. Box 93, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. He will get that. If you do what you might say, a two-day express, or it'll get there quicker. Even an overnight, it'll get there quicker. But the simplest way to get something to him today is just simply go to Walmart and fill out the receiving form and just send it. Someone will be there to instruct you how to do it, but I think by now we all know how to do it. Just go to Walmart, ask for the send, which is a red slip, and fill it out and put the name Dr. Bernard Johnson on it, Overland Park, Kansas, with the amount, and then you want to call him and let him know that you have a gift for him today. And I believe that number you could call him would be 913-766-1349. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And do that today, and that would be a blessing. And when you do it, just say, Ambassador Hagen, you heard Ambassador Hagen's plea to give and to give today, and you want to be in that blessing zone, and do so, and the Lord will certainly bless you. All right, glory be to God. Let me check and see if our Ambassador-elect Gina is on board today, because I don't want to give out Sister Gina. Ambassador Gina, are you there?
God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. I am here, and that information is correct. You will be sending it to Bernard Johnson. That P.O. Box, again, is P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. And those of you that would like to send it Walmart to Walmart, we know now that they have a cheaper rate than MoneyGram.
God for Mother Adley Johnson, giving that wonderful prayer this morning to blanket the nation and the world and cover the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Who better to give prayer, that type of motherly prayer, cover the world today with the blood of Jesus. Praise God for that. Praise God that God has been moving, and I'm thanking God for how he opens doors, how he just moving stumbling blocks. I call the Lord has on my heart after on Saturday. I just got up and just went into an anointed prayer and just started thanking and praising God and rebuking the enemy, rebuking death. And I got a call later on from my grandson saying that he had been in an accident and telling me some of the things that had happened. The car had crossed the medium end of the road in the oncoming traffic and back across there and is spinning around in the street and everything. But I'm just giving God the glory because at that time I could see that happening. And the Lord just gave me to rebuke that because an oncoming truck or a truck or anything could have hit them. And I just praise God because he had just given me to pray. And I thought about the prayer line. I said, wow, Lord, today is Saturday. It seemed like because we weren't on the line, he said, get me just to take that hour and pray anyway. And I'm blessing his holy name for preserving those children's lives and just so many other things, for opening up a way. We're on the broadcast every night, three nights a week here, live in Kentucky. And the Lord just opened that platform up, and I was helping someone else out and end up there all alone doing it, doing the opening presentation. So I'm praising God for his many, many blessings and thanking God because I credit the prayer line for the thank you, thank you, thank you. The thank you go up and the praises come down. God bless you. I loved every one of you, and thank you. The elect prophet has said, allow me to go. Thank you so much, and God bless you, and I love every one of you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. You are loved by all of us, and we thank God. You're such a blessing to us all as well. God bless you. Thank you so much. And then next, was that
Ambassador? Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Glory to God. And I just thank God for another day that I've never seen before. I thank God for all the praise and honor that goes up to him because he indeed deserves all the glory and praise. And my praise report on today is a lot of times I don't talk about a whole lot of things that I'm doing because my plate is full and my pot on the stove is full in the oven, but I give God the glory. Amen. And my what I praise God for this morning, I have an anticipation of a wonderful Christmas dinner for 400 inmates will take place on Monday. And you all know when I say 400, I'm talking about a full-course meal. Glory to God. And it's something I do all the time, and it used to be with the females, so this is only strictly with the male population. Amen. And I have all my money except for $135. And I want you to know I didn't ask anybody for anything. I just told God about it. And last night I said, Lord, I need to turn my money in today to the caterer, and I need $135. Amen. Glory to God. Indeed, don't you know, when you touch God, he'll touch people. And I'm going to say that again. You touch God, he'll touch people. Glory. And I just trust him like that. And so I received a phone call about 9:30 last night and said, woman of God, what's on your heart? What do you need? I said, I need $135. And that individual said, I'll be at your house at 10 o'clock. Just stick your hand out the door and it'll be in your hand. And I just give God the glory and the praise for that. But no good thing but he will hold from them that walketh uprightly before him. And I want those that are in the foreign land, even now, just know God has not forgotten about you. He will never forsake you. He'll give you what you need when you need it. You just keep praising him. Just keep giving him the glory. And as you just touch him, God has sent somebody to touch you. Glory to God. And I thank God for that. Amen. And it's a blessing to know that when you call, he says in his word, call unto me. Call unto me in Jeremiah 33:3, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. God bless you, and have a magnificent day in the Lord.
Oh, Mama, thank you so much, Ambassador Lexstaff. You are such a blessing to the body of Christ, and we all love you, dearie. God bless you. Oh, my. Anybody else?
Thank you.
We thank God for the praise report. It has been, great, all of the change. And we thank God. To God be the glory. And at this time, we're just going to move on. At this time, we're going to get our prayer request. We're going to open up the prayer request line for those of you who have a prayer need. Amen. Glory be to God. I have an unspoken for somebody that I'm standing in proxy for, and I put that on the prayer altar as well. Now the prayer altar and prayer line is open for you to bring your request and place it on the altar, and somebody's going to pray through for you. Amen. The lines are open.
Dr. Mary Lacey, unspoken.
Mother Willa Jones from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just want to ask you all, as I go downtown to the courthouse today, I just ask you all to pray for me that things will turn out the way the Lord wants to turn out. That's my prayer.
This is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm requesting prayer for my grandson. He thought he had real good grades from college, and yesterday he said that they telling him that he can't go back until the spring, and he wants to go back when the school opened up in January so he can finish in May. So we are praying and asking God to regulate his grades, because he thought he had them all good, that they will give him good grades so he can go ahead on and finish school in May.
This is Peterson. I'm Christian prayer for myself. I'm in a procedure this morning, and I pray that the Lord everything will go okay.
This is Mother Wilson again. I forgot to give you my grandson's name. His name is Rashard Wilson.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you got that. Next.
This is Bernita. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, I just thank God we heard some noises today, and we called the police, and they came early this morning. But I just thank God for just protecting us, and my request is unspoken.
Okay. God bless you, Sister Benita. Yes,
Dr. Hagen.
Yes, anybody else?
Sister Brenda Farshi from Salt Lake City, Utah. I just want you to keep praying for Mother Johnson and Sister Donna Toll. She died yesterday with the blood clot. But I want y'all to keep that family in prayer.
Okay. Okay. Will do. Yes, will there be another?
This is Sister Jolene.
Ambassador.
Sister Jolene, I believe I heard.
Go ahead.
Yes? I believe I heard Sister Jolene.
This is Ambassador Lex Prophetess. My prayer request is for the elements of the air. I'm driving in extremely a lot of rain and fog, so I just pray for travel and grace.
All right. Will do. Yes, Sister Jolene?
This is Sister Jolene Janet. Requesting prayer for Dr. Johnson and his family, and for the first school family, and for the Garnet family.
All right. Well, that's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. God bless you. Yes?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Creed, Illinois, praying for my health and for finances.
Yes. Glory be to God. Oh, my. But we certainly thank the Lord, amen, for all of these prayer requests that has already gone before the Lord. But we definitely did not want to close. You know, if you've got an urgent request and you need someone to pray for you, hallelujah, to receive results, we will open just one more time. If you are there and you want to get that request in, just do it now. God bless you.
This is Dorothy. I would like to ask prayer for the caregiver of my mother. Her name is Beatrice Welch. The caregiver is Beatrice Welch. I'm asking for prayer for her.
Okay.
Yes. This is Ora Jackson.